When Ryan Pappenhausen shared that Real Peace is an inside job, it hit deeper than merely a post about sport. It was a reflection of life. In today's episode, I break down what his words really mean. How peace doesn't come from results, reputation, or control. It comes from knowing you gave it everything you had. We'll unpack what that looks like in your own world, whether you're chasing performance at work, on the field, or at home, and how to find calm and confidence when things don't go the way you planned. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Last week, Ryan Pappenhausen was released by the Melbourne Storm, taking indefinite leave from sport. Now, there's a whole lot of different theories on this. Will he go to Rugby 360? Also heard Cam Munster talking about, you know, he's a really deep thinker and been reflective on the amount of injuries he's had, particularly the amount of concussions he's had, and basically just questioning the whole thing. He also... Munster also said he works in a lot with the mental side of things, psychology. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes into that area. What he's saying is he's basically looking at his whole life and thinking, well, where am I at and what's next? Now, it may be that he does end up going to Rugby 360 and they're throwing so much cash at him that he just can't say no. It's also going to be a lighter load physically, so that's going to make sense for him, particularly the injuries he's had. I don't think anyone could begrudge him that. We never really got to see the best of him in the NRL because of the recurring injuries, the head knocks, and even when he came back this year, as good as he was at times, you could just see that he wasn't back to that same sharpness. And it's pretty sad for those of us that love watching the game when players like that are playing at their absolute best, the sort of guys that just bring the crowds in and actually just capture your attention and you just can't help but marvel at them. The sort of players, even if they don't play for your team, that they just capture your attention and you just can't wait to see what they're going to do next. Unbelievable. But he also left us with this quote before he left on his social media. Real peace is an inside job. It comes from understanding that the game and this life will never go exactly as you plan. It comes from understanding that there are forces at play that are beyond you. It comes from one quiet truth. You gave it everything you had. That's always a victory. Mate, love that so much. But what does it all mean? Well, let's start with that first line. Real peace is an inside job. And this is something I learned in personal development, in leadership coaching, in mindset, high performance, but again, not necessarily always talked about. And that is that everything that happens external is out of your control. So the moment you say, I'm upset because of this, I'm reacting this way because of these outside external circumstances, situations, then you're giving up your power. You're giving up your control because you're putting the control and the power in other people, in other circumstances, in all of those things that you can't control. And the moment you go, okay, well, this is an inside job. This is something that I have to determine myself. It changes everything. And I was someone that had been blaming. I've been blaming a whole lot of things. My dad had passed away. There was plenty of things I was blaming him for, why we didn't have a better relationship, why that I was the way I was. But ultimately, all of those things that I was blaming were rubbish. And on deeper reflection and more dealing with my own grief and healing, realizing that's just my perception coming from a place of hurt, coming from my own pain, my own trauma, the way I viewed things wasn't the reality. And I saw this myself as a parent. Like I imagined parenting my children when they were at a younger age being always so negative. But then when I look at the pictures and I watch the videos of us and I hear from them, Sure, they have some memories that aren't the best. Of course they do. That's just human nature. But it's so much more positive. And it was the same with my relationship with my dad. And it's the same with every part of life. If we focus on the things that aren't good, well, then of course that's how we're going to see the world. If you come back to that inside job, it's like if you're reacting in a certain way and maybe you're feeling sorry for yourself, or like he had every right to make excuses and feel sorry for himself for all the things that has happened, but he's going coming back to himself. It's an inside job. What can I do? What can I change about my thinking? How can I change how I feel? How can I change how I approach this whole thing? And really, that's the only way you get back your power. It's the only way you get back in control, to find that self-control. Take responsibility, how you are going to respond, your ability to respond. Massively challenging to take that on, to basically say the circumstances of my life are all because of the things that I've done. And sure, there are going to be bad things that have happened, but if you just continue to blame and continue to look externally, like I said, you're giving up your power, giving up your self-control. So I love that first statement, and they called it cryptic in the news. I just think because it's not sort of language, it's not understanding of things that this isn't stuff's not talked about in everyday life. And that's why I'm so passionate about passing it on, because I started learning these things and how much it changed me for the better. I just want to pass on as much as possible. So his next line comes from understanding that the game and this life will never go exactly as you planned. It just never will. You can't control every outcome, and the quicker you learn to let go of trying to control everything, the better. It's not going to go as you plan. And that's part of the problem when we don't achieve what we don't want to, is because we go, this is how it's going to, this is what I want to achieve, and this is how it's going to be. Even though life, the universe, God, however you like to put it, might be showing you you should be going a different path. You're hitting brick walls that direction, or how you're operating that way, but you keep going. And even though that life's showing you should change direction, you keep forcing your way that way. It just doesn't work. And I love what he said there, is like an understanding that there are forces at play that are beyond you. And again, whether you believe in God, the power of the universe, or just life. Steve Jobs talked about it as well. I've mentioned this before. He talked about it. You've got to put your faith somewhere. You have to put your faith somewhere in something bigger than you. Whether you call it life, whether you call it luck, whether you call it karma, whether you call it the universe, God, whatever. Have to put your faith in that higher power. Or your higher power, your own intuition, the subconscious part of your brain, your higher self, whatever it is, got to put your faith somewhere. And I love how he finished. Comes from that one quiet truth. You gave it everything you had. And even now, when you might be thinking, I could have done better, I could have put more effort into that, I could have done so much more. The reality is, you couldn't have, or you would have. You did the best in the circumstances with the resources you had and everything that you'd learned up until that point. And sure, you're going to see some deficiencies. Great. That means you're not satisfied. Again, that's you, the high performer, because you want to be better, and you're going to see things that aren't quite as you want them to be, and that is what is going to help you to continue to get better. But important to pause and remember and acknowledge and give appreciation, gratitude to yourself that you have given it everything you have until this point, but you always know there's more. And if you can find peace with that quiet truth that he talks about, then that is a victory. Taking yourself away from outcomes that you think how things should be, and instead just know you're giving it everything you can, but also be super determined to improve how much you're giving. And there's so many times where I still think, shit, I was lazy then. I could have got more done then. I got distracted there. I should have done this. I should have done that. Again, I'm doing the best with the circumstances that I've been dealt, and so are you. But I also know I can improve. And I know if I can improve, you can improve too. So take the lesson from Pappy. Imagine the things he's been through. And they're the things you know because he's in the public eye, but you don't become a deep thinker and philosophical unless you've been through some dark times, some tough times, some troubled times, and come out the other side. So I'm sure he's been through really difficult things that you can't imagine. And you have too. You've been through tough things, but you've come out the other side. You're not going to quit. You're going to keep going. But if you take on what Pappy has shared, it'll take you a long way to being your best self. And just maybe, oh, I'm not going to guarantee you're going to get some big deal like maybe he may with Rugby 360, but opportunities and possibilities and synchronicities will find their way to you, and you'll enjoy some of the most wonderful experiences that life has to offer. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.